Global trade talks underway in Cancun, Mexico, have taken an unprecedented turn. Developing countries and the World Trade Organization are banding together to challenge the United States and Europe. These nations are trying to change global trading rules that they say are rigged against them. They want rich nations to stop subsidizing their farmers. Wealthy countries say that's asking too much. But the fledgling group of 21 is getting a lot of attention, NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
The Group of 21 aims to shift the balance of power in the WTO. It's led by Brazil, India, and China, and includes some of the world's biggest poor and middle-income countries. And it keeps growing. Egypt recently signed on, and Turkey may climb aboard as well. That would bring it to 22. Already, it represents more than half of the world's population. Members of the group accuse rich countries of impoverishing farmers in developing countries. Europe and the U.S. dole out $300 billion in subsidies to their own farmers each year. That drives production up and prices down, making it hard for farmers elsewhere to compete. Brazil's foreign minister, Celso Amorim, who served as the group's spokesman, says this is a moral issue whose time has come.
In the past, there might have been the impression that those who were fighting for social justice were outside the negotiations, where the trade negotiators were just fighting for very specific gains. The fight for social justice is inside the WTO, is being negotiated. So I think this is indeed part of the historic moment that we are living.
Amorim says the WTO's recent agreement to allow poor countries to import cheap copies of patented drugs is another important victory. Developing country leaders say unfair trade in agriculture is a matter of life and death. Fatih Akpolam, Benin's Minister of Trade, says subsidies paid to wealthy cotton farmers could rob 10 million poor Africans of their sole source of income.
Not to recognize the importance of the cotton issue would amount to actually throwing our peasants off the boat. It is about getting children to school, about providing access to water in rural areas. Without any solution, there will be a tangible increase in misery in our countries.
Europe and the U.S. don't quite know what to make of the Group of 21. It's a diverse mix of countries who've split over trade in the past and have now cleaved from old coalitions to form this one. Top trade officials from the U.S. and EU have held long meetings with leaders of the group, trying to find common ground with some of them. Gregor Kreutzhuber is agriculture spokesman for the EU. He says Europe's already scaling back its subsidies and offering to scrap the ones that inflict the most pain on the poorest countries.
We have delivered. And this is the reason why it's very difficult now to understand for us why, once we have delivered on that, then now all of a sudden, for some of our partners, the game seems to be changing and the target seems to be shifting.
Europe and the U.S. fault the Group of 21 for demanding huge concessions and offering nothing in return. They say if they knock down their trade barriers, others should be willing to do the same. The Group of 21 insists that poor and middle-income countries should be allowed to keep their steep tariffs on agricultural goods in place. The WTO operates by consensus, so the revolt of poor and middle-income countries can't be taken lightly. There still may be room for compromise. But by uniting on agriculture, these countries have gained new clout in the WTO and shown that they're willing and able to use it. Kathleen Schock, NPR News, Cancun.